Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, Sound of Merseyside, I've got some very special guests in today. They're doing a Christmas light switch on as well very soon, which I'm sure is top of their agenda, but clean-cut kids. So let's say good morning to Mike, Evelyn and Ross as well. Hello, guys. You all right?
Hello.
Nice to see you up here. Clean-cut kid, you're residents of this city. Well, former residents, now you're residents of everywhere around the world, aren't you?
Well.
But this was the home base?
Yeah, still is.
Still is, yeah? Is it always nice when you come back to Liverpool?
It's the only place that we've ever really written and created music. So yeah, it doesn't make sense to make music anywhere else for us, kind of thing.
Where do you all hail from? Evelyn, what about you?
I'm originally from Ireland, but I grew up in the northeast in town called Gisborough, little market town.
Oh yeah, very nice. Ross?
I'm further south. I'm from Jersey.
Sorry, let me turn you on there.
I'm further south. I'm from Jersey originally.
Jersey?
I've been here about 8 years now, 9, 10 years.
So this is home for you now?
This is definitely home for me. Yeah. I love the city.
We've roughed them up.
They've adopted me, yeah.
And Mike, what's your locality? What was your neighbour?
I'm St. John's Estate.
There we go. You take the band round there, have you?
Yeah, of course, man.
Back to the roots.
Yeah, my parents are there and they've got a great little hangout there. So.
Right, what a few years it's been for Clean Cut Kid. And if you look at some of the acts you performed with last year must feel like a sensational part of the roller coaster ride. Just give us some of the highlights. What stood out for you?
We did a big tour with a guy called Michael Kuanuka, who's a great friend of ours. We did like Royal Albert Hall with him, a load of great venues. We did the Kooks, and that involved like Alexandra Palace, sold out.
Cortinas.
Cortinas are amazing, aren't they?
Brilliant, yeah.
And I got to do the Echo as well, which was cool.
Was that sensational coming to the Echo Arena?
City? And the day we found out we were doing it, I just like walked down and walked around it, and I was just like, as if we're going to get to play. Like, this was just like I thought we'd get to play it in like 10 years or something we'd built, but we got to play it like in the first couple of years of being a band. So, yeah, it was amazing.
I think it's funny because Ross was saying off air then, he said, still can't get it into your head that whether people are going to turn up for your gigs or not.
Every time.
Like, you guys don't realise that you're actually quite popular.
Yeah, yeah.
People will, but you've still got that nagging sense of doubt.
It's like putting on your own party every time. You're like, please turn up. Anyway. Like, wow.
Just make sure someone comes. Someone comes. But with some of these acts you're supporting at the moment, I mean, it's also a great experience, isn't it, as part of the ladder which you're currently moving on.
It is, yeah. And there's obviously there's two different like crafts to. There's a different craft to the big venues than there is to our like little intimate gigs. So it's kind of learning to connect with the crowd when it becomes 10,000 people is a complete new. It's a complete new like task. Mm. So it's been great learning to do that.
And what's the secret for any budding bands out there?
I think that you have to just like flesh it out, if you know what I mean. Like it's easy to get up and be like, let's keep the dynamic really up and let's make this a huge stage show, but actually like people react to when you strip it down to just a spotlight and a ballad and you can get around the mic and actually be like, you know, we can sing and play. We don't use backing tracks or triggers or anything. Like, it's all just old school band stuff, and I think when you strip it back to that, all these massive crowds are like, wow, it's just like three people singing harmonies around the mic. Everyone's like, wow, this is new and great. It's like, well, it's definitely not new.
it just works. Tell us about your Glastonbury moment as well this year, because that was quite significant for you.
Last year was the first time that we did we'd done Glastonbury as Clean Cut Kid, and we were playing this Thursday night slot on a stage called Williams Green, which is like a really famous slot for like new bands, and we're like, oh, let's hope people turn up. And when we like got up on stage, it's like a 2,500 cap tent, but there was like 5,000 people, and it was like back past the bandstand. Like, we couldn't even see the like flow of people, and like every single person right to the back. When we got to Vitamin C, which was I think like the only single we had out at the time, we started playing it, and the whole crowd started like cheering the riff as I was playing it on guitar. We were just like, this is crazy.
It was so weird.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
The ultimate buzz.
I was like, yeah.
It's exactly why you do. Like, people say, why do you do it? It's like to play these songs to people, and then when they're singing them back to you, you're like, wow.
And of course, I would imagine as you're walking around Glastonbury, you don't go unnoticed with that beard, right? So for people who don't know Mike, he's got the most sensational beard. Has he got a name, that beard?
It should have a name, shouldn't it?
Zeus, I think we call it.
Zeus.
Yeah.
It is. It's quite epic, isn't it? Quite godlike, that beard.
I think he's starting a side project, actually, this beard.
Right, Clean Cut Kid, you've got an album out this year, which is Felt.
Yeah.
You're happy with it, yeah?
Love it.
We love it.
Yeah, really good. And you're going to sing a couple of songs off it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take it away. What are we going to start with?
This is called We Used to Be in Love.
There we go.
Is the first love lost? Always the one that never quite heals. They say that time will ease my mind, but it never will change the way I feel. And as the days went by, I could see you didn't even want to try to find a way that we could stay some part of each other's lives. My body's shaking as I see you walking by. Are we just strangers now? My heart is breaking as the tears fill my eyes, 'cause it just reminds me of how we used to be in love. In every girl I see, and every touch is not enough. It'll never be like you and me. My body's shaking as I see you walking by. Are we just strangers now? My heart is breaking as the tears fill my eyes, 'cause it just reminds me of how we used to be in love.
Cut Kid, absolutely brilliant. Off the brand new album, Felt, the debut album.
Debut!
As well. Is that the favourite song, or is that... Can you not have favourites? No?
We like had picking a favourite child, innit?
Yeah. We had a really important demo of it back in the day. That really helped with our record deal and stuff. So it means a lot. That tune, for some reason, just means a lot to us, you know.
It's lovely. It's lovely from this side, looking at you guys, looking out the window as well.
Know,
it's
so just,
it's quite dreamy, isn't it?
I was like, oh, we're looking out on the moon.
You need a gig up here.
So nice.
Can you see your flat, can you?
The window of our, we live on St. Thomas Street down there. Yeah, so just...
I can see that I left the window open, so that's great, isn't it?
Evelyn.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one-stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're getting into Christmas light switch-on territory. We're that close already. Did you ever think you could possibly switch on Christmas lights as a kid? Well, the band in front of us certainly didn't. It's Clean Cut Kid. And they are turning on the mega lights at Cheshire Oaks on the 8th of November. 8 p.m. is the time. Get there for 7:30. It's always chocker. But this idea, we've got Mike, Ross and Evelyn, this idea that you switch on the Christmas lights... come on, it's ludicrous, isn't it? You grow up seeing people switch on Christmas lights, don't you?
Yeah, it's fall, like, isn't it? It's
as soon as we press that button, we're retiring, aren't we? That's it, we've done it.
That's the last
thing. It's quite cool, though, isn't it?
It is cool.
At the same time,
cool.
Especially in your own sort of neighbourhood. Massive tree there. Do you know what you're going to do for it yet or not? Or?
We're going to play it. We're going to play a show.
Yeah.
We're going to actually play a full-on gig first. Yeah.
Right.
So it'll be cool.
And the beard's getting the full treatment as well.
We think that it is just the beard. That's the only reason why we've been hired. So the beard could go by itself and I think switch those lights on, if you know what I mean.
Santa Cut Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, different band. Right, we've already heard one brilliant track from the new album, Felt, and you're going to play another one live for us. What is it?
This is called Vitamin C. If the sun don't rise like it's supposed to, you build a wall, you won't let me get close to you. I'm gonna be your vitamin C, build you back up the way you used to be. If your life ain't happening how you planned it, I feel your pain, I can understand it. I'm gonna be your vitamin C. If you get lonely, you can just turn to me. And it breaks my heart to see you cry. I know it's not enough to sing you a lullaby. You're gonna find those wings set you free. I'm gonna be your vitamin C. I'm gonna be your vitamin C. If I make you cry with the things I say and do, Evelyn, you know that I would never mean to hurt you. I'm just trying to be all that I can be. I'm gonna be your vitamin C. I'm gonna be your vitamin C. And it breaks my heart to see you cry. I know it's not enough to sing you a lullaby. You're gonna find those wings set you free. I'm gonna be your vitamin C. I'm gonna be your vitamin C. I'm gonna keep you safe, keep you warm. I'm gonna be here, the vitamin C. Be the blood running through your veins. Only used to be you, but now it's you and me. No need to be, need to be lonely. Ba 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 da, bum 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 bum. I'm gonna keep you safe, keep you warm. I'm gonna be here, the vitamin C. Be the blood running through your veins. Only used to be you, but now it's you and me. No need to be, need to be lonely. Bum ba 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 da, bum ba 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 da, bum ba 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 da.
Excellent, excellent.
Yay.
Did you two do one too many shake then at the end, Ross?
Yeah, so, yeah. Always finish them, he always has to get the last word in.
You've just got a great relationship by the look of it. You look like you enjoy playing together as well.
Aww,
really nice to watch you all.
Great
to have you up here.
8th
of November. 8th of November, the big lights switch on. They'll be nervous. Get there 7:30, maybe even 7 o'clock. Yeah.
What if it doesn't work?
Imagine if it doesn't go on.
What, you pressed the button and it didn't come on?
Yeah, if you bring some roleplay to life.
Just bring a torch.
Have you seen the size of that tree? That's okay.
Please let it not work.
Oh, no. Imagine being famous for that.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. Infamous, I think, is the word, right? Mike, Ross, Evelyn, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the album. Both those songs, absolutely addictive. Because those you can't stop them going around your head, are they? Felt is the album. Get hold of it now. It's out. It's had some brilliant reviews as well. Guys, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.